Hey, friends, what's going on? I have another free view of the Lost Zane recordings. All right, now, 3 full hours of show is available for you on my Patreon. If you like this, I post 2 editions of the Lost Zane recordings per week from my days that they happened in order on 107.3 WBBL. Long live BBL. Oh, my gosh. But nevertheless, I've got a free view here for you. So check it out. And if you want the full show, all the content on my Patreon, go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's patreon.com/Eric Zane. Eric Zane, all one word. Okay. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane recordings. All right. We've got a podcast for you at WBBL.com. Check it out. It's free. Brought to you by American RV. Also on iTunes. Download it. Search Eric Zane Show. Streaming at audioboom.com. Search Eric Zane. Okay, so as we wound up the show on Friday, we're like, okay, there we go. That's it. Have a great weekend. And then, boom, there was a little bit of time that takes place post-show. Where we, come up with maybe a few things here and there to talk about today and edit the promo. That consists of Julius nicely putting together a nice 40 to 45 second clip, you know, maybe a high point, maybe a laugh. Or a low point where something embarrassing happens. We set it up so that Julius will play me the clip and then I will have, hey, here, and then I'll set it up. I'll actually voice it off the air, pre-record it, and then put it all together in a nice little piece. Now, I recorded all those parts for 1-2 promos which looked back on something we did, and also 1 looking ahead. Coming up Monday on the show, we'll do this, this, and this. Very easy. We do it 5 times a week. Normally, I don't do any of the editing of my parts that I voice.
Yeah, you're usually a one-take Johnny.
I've gotten better at it, but typically I don't edit at all. This time I did, and I cleaned it up a little bit because there was a couple of spots that I just misspoke or whatever. Well, I'm in here standing right where I am now. This control board, which is the on-air board, also doubles as a production board, meaning all the off-air, behind-the-scenes stuff, we can take care of right here with just a pushing of a few buttons. Now, this type of thing has haunted me at every radio station that I've worked at. This has happened to me numerous times. It doesn't matter where I'm working. This moment has taken place, and it was time for this moment to happen. It actually had happened in the weeks before, months before, leading up to this. How do you know I'm on the air or working at a radio station? Because errant audio comes flying in from the back of the room with no rhyme or reason. So this happened in the past where Dan Patrick will be on, and then you'll hear the editing of the promo taking place. Like the actual thing will be on that's not supposed to be on while I'm editing it. So you'll hear repeat words over and over again. And then my voice for like a second, then it stops. It's just me. It's me editing, but I'm on the air. Now I can hear it coming in through a little speaker, so I have no idea that it's on the radio. Now I'm editing on Friday, and my phone vibrates. Bzz, and I ignore it.
Bzz, like, I'm too busy for this right now. Bzz,
bzz. It's like every second and a half. And then I noticed that on this bank of phone lights that tells me that someone is calling, they all start lighting up. Line 1, line 1 and 2, line 1, 2, 3, line 1, 2, 3, 4. Then the hotline, which is only accessible by people who... And now I'm a little bit concerned. I'm like, wait a minute.
You should probably check my text messages, eh?
It hasn't occurred to me to do that yet. But I see those lights lighting. I'm like, well, why in the world would all of these people be calling our studio for a network show that's on the air? Huh. Oh, well. That's neat. I keep editing. They keep hearing my voice as Dan Patrick is doing his show. Fritzy, Paulie,
yeah,
Seton, Paulie, Rich Eisen, NFL Network. I think he was talking to Paul Feinbaum at the time.
Oh, they weren't missing anything then.
From the mothership. Then the door opens. It's Jack Annette, our boss. He's preparing for another edition of Hot Talk West Michigan. He pops his head in and he goes, "You're bleeding on the air. Your edits are going over the air." The puzzle pieces all fit together. At this point,
it's like, pretty obvious puzzle pieces.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right, rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay and that app, and oh my God, this is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes, they walk up to the door, they punch it in, the door unlocks, in they go. And, of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, EUFY.com, for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores. Starting around May 20th, this thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com.
I grab my phone. Well, first of all, I stopped editing and I potted down the channel. And when grabbing my phone, I take a look at it today, and this is what I see. Friday at 10:25 a.m. from Bill Simonson. You're on air right now.
I got a Bill Simonson one, too.
Yeah, pertaining to this?
Yeah, your promo recording is on air right now with like 4 exclamation points.
Okay, now hold on. If you wrote anything else, don't say it.
No, that's it. Okay. I didn't respond.
I wrote back, don't, like Homer, don't, and I think that's it. Because at this point, I'm like, all right, I know it. I know I've done this. It's on the air. Bury it, and no more reference to it. I get another text. That's what it says. Dude. 2 F-bombs just went over the air. I hope that wasn't you on the board. And then I'm like, and then I thought, well, sometimes when I record those, which are not meant for the air, I will screw up or flub a line and I'll swear. Now, you're never, so I'm like, wait a minute. I swear on that? And did it go over the air? So right then, and it's happening right now, this is a common thing that happens with my anxiety. My hands go numb. And they're actually going numb right now as I tell you the story, even though I know the outcome of this story, and I'm still here. I'm still working. I'm not fired. But just thinking about it right now is putting me right back there, and it's messing with me right as I talk to you and tell you the story.
He said, knew you didn't swear, though.
I wasn't positive. I wasn't. When he said, listen, he wrote, dude, 2 F-bombs just went over the air. I hope that wasn't you on the board. And then he wrote, God help whoever was just at the WBBL board. Now, this is Bill's baby. Let's be clear here. This is Bill's bus. I'm a passenger on it. And if I F it up,
Bill Simonson's
he's going to
beat
my ass. God help whoever was just at the WBBL board. And now I'm very scared. I'm convinced. I'm freaking out. I'm not kidding you, man. I was sweating. My life flashed before my eyes. I thought, this is it. It's the big one.
I'm fired. Never getting a job now.
And then I wrote, that was me. And then about 10 seconds passes. And he wrote back, just kidding on the F-bombs.
Oh. You're like, you douche.
Has he ever done that to you, Don?
That's such a brutal laugh. I can't take that.
He's done a lot of those.
I want to jump off the damn building.
What are you doing? What are you thinking moments? And I'm just like, oh, boy.
Tyler, when you laugh hysterically like that, have you ever noticed that if others are laughing, they stop laughing and just look at you weird?
You know, I've noticed that, but I never really put the two and two together.
Yeah, you probably should, because that's a terrible laugh.
Tyler,
that's a blood curdling, Chucky laugh.
It's fine. It is a little Chucky-like. There is no question to that, Tyler, but it is your laugh. I guess we'll just have to live with it. I wrote back, you jerk. He says, watch that recording going over the air, though. Have OJ or Doan set that board for you to be safe. I always do that with my producers. And I'm like, I didn't even care about any of that. I just wrote, that scared me bad. And then I wrote, holy bleep, Bill. My life flashed before my eyes when I read the text about the F-bombs. LOL, LOL. But it wasn't LOL, LOL. It was, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Scared to death. This is hot new audio of Doan's laugh.
Should have previewed that one.
Never mind. Not audio of Doan's laugh. Do me a favor. When you save that best of, cut that out, because I'll probably use this as a best of. I need to get in the habit of make sure that when you pull these, to yank that, make sure it isn't on the original. In the next segment.
My heart dropped there.
Mine too. Considering what we just got done talking about, that is classic that it happened that way.
Well, I mean, if we got in trouble for F-bombs, might as well have one.
Well, I'm glad that we don't, really, because our delay is working perfectly. So in the very next segment, I was out at the Costco in Granville just shopping with my wife. And actually, I you know, just walking around there, minding our own business, doing our thing. Wait until you hear about the shirt that this dude was wearing. What it said. I saw it, and I couldn't believe it. And I thought to myself, oh, man, I don't know if this is a good idea. I would never do it. He obviously doesn't care. But wait until you hear the shirt that I saw this dude wearing. I'll tell you about it coming up next. And there's a lot of people who would love to listen to our show who have no idea that it's on the air. Please tell your friends and family to listen to The Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the lost Zane recordings. The full show is available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I suggest just giving me 1 month. 1 month. That if $5. Just try out the whole audio archive. And it's like, you know, I can get behind this because I need something to fill the void. Zane's free podcast only goes like 2 hours. I got plenty of time to listen to more show during the day. What do? Sign up for the Patreon. Try it out for $5 a month. If it stinks, you can cancel it, of course. And then what? You're out $5 and you gave it a try. Thank you so much for that. All right. There you go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks. Bye-bye.